Hi guys, I'm Anita Buffum and welcome to House of Mimosa, the podcast. On today's episode, Travis, Stephen, and Michelle talk about the craziness of the holidays, Vivica Fox revealing some inside secrets about her relationship with 50 Cent, and True Life, I'm addicted to Ariana Grande. Now, stop everything you're doing and go to thehouseofmimosa.com to buy your tickets to our brand new theater experience, Anita and Gina Marie's Choose Your Own Adventure, where you, the audience, gets to decide what happens to us on stage. For more information and tickets, go to houseofmimosa.com. Most of the podcast. I'm Travis.
And I'm Steven.
And I'm Michelle.
And we're all back together.
Yay! It's been a little bit.
It's been a little bit, and we've been busy, and we've been a little lazy, and we've been, we've been so busy with outside projects, and then it's like, when it comes down to recording and editing and all that, it's like, I'd rather just watch the Housewives marathon.
It's hard to fit everything in.
But Michelle and I were dining al fresco in Astoria.
Oh.
Because it's been freaking 100 degrees here in November.
And, where'd you go?
Oh, just the bagel place.
Oh, but
we were dining
so
on Fresco.
Fancy.
And someone came up to us and said hi and whatever, and was then started talking to us about stuff from the podcast. Wanted to know about Michelle Rage quitting her job, and when's the next podcast coming, and all this stuff. And then, at brunch recently, people have been asking us about when the next podcast is coming out, when's the next podcast coming out. So, here we are.
And we have some new followers, which were really cool.
Well, we recently did the Grizzly Kiki podcast again, which was so, it's always
love
so much
it.
Fun. If you're a big fan of drag, go on over to grizzlykiki.com to subscribe to their podcast. They're doing kind of like a audio history on drag and nightlife entertainers, and it's really awesome. They have tons of great guests, and yeah, if you're into drag, you're going to love Grizzly Kiki. So go on over there to hear Anita and Gina Marie and Travis and Steven on the last
episode, which was so awesome.
Yeah.
Fancy now. You think you fancy.
I'm fancy now. Well, and speaking of being fancy and thinking we're fancy, we recently just won a Performer of the Year 2015 from the Reader's Poll of Gay City News.
Woo-hoo!
I know, how excited.
We never win anything.
Never win anything.
You really like me.
Well, you know, it's so funny. Something that we talk about all the time is that we don't really play the game of, like, you know, that thing you should do in business where you meet and greet.
And greet and
make
go
connections
out and mingle. And I mean, we do that at our shows, you know.
We do that with our fan base and our supporters. But, like, we don't really do it with, like, businessy
There's
people.
There's no networking.
Yeah, we don't do any.
We don't like
to. But part of me is, like, you fucking like our show or you don't. Like, I don't know. It's just, like, I feel like, I guess I'm the type of person that if I met you at, like, an outing or whatever,
I'm not gonna
come to your show, even if I like you.
Oh.
Like, I just wouldn't. Like, I don't know. If I like your show, if I like what it is that you're presenting, I guess I would go, but I don't know.
No, I understand. I feel that way, too. It's fun to network every once in a while, but I don't
want
to make a
me.
Job of it.
Yeah,
you know?
You're better at that than me. And I guess, like, you know, I've kind of talked about this before, where I feel like as Anita, performing as Anita for the last 8 years, you know, Anita's just so fabulous, and everyone's like, you're gorgeous, you're beautiful, and oh my God, and as Travis, it's like, people don't look twice. And so it kind of is a mind fuck a little bit, and so, you know, there's a confidence thing that I have to work on as Travis.
Yeah. But I think it can work the opposite way, too. Like, I think there are times as in drag where you can be uncomfortable and feel a certain way. Or
really turned on by Travis and Steven being Travis and Steven and it being such a difference from Anita and Gina Ring.
Yeah, which, like, I prefer, too. I love that.
We hear a lot, people being like, my God, you guys are so different. Oh, my God. I guess a lot of, like, stereotypically, a lot of drag queens are themselves.
Mm-hmm.
In drag, and
with
I guess
a heightened
because
persona or
yeah,
of themselves.
Heightened persona.
Yeah,
but because we're playing characters, I guess it's different.
Yeah.
Anyway, Michelle.
Yeah.
Hello.
So you have a new job.
I do.
And
I don't plan on rage quitting anytime soon.
No.
That's good.
No.
Well, that's a plus. That's a step in a new direction.
That is a step in a good direction.
Well, what I like about this is you got hired in this place in a position that you didn't originally think you were going to have, but it's better than what you were applying for.
So much better.
And you're kind of like, okay, this isn't where I want to be for forever, but I'm going to get this experience on my resume.
Mm-hmm.
And move on from there.
Swinging those drinks.
Yes, girl.
Ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Making
Ooh.
Those drinks,
girl. This is like the movie Cocktail.
She went in to be a bus girl.
No.
They misread her application. Was like, we're going to put you behind the bar. And she was like,
I don't even drink alcohol. What?
Oh, yeah.
Weird.
So I
What's
love it.
That?
I love that for you. I think it's great. And plus, you can come home and use your bartending skills here.
Exactly.
Oh yeah. What was that concoction you made for us one day? Oh, it was so good.
What did I make for you?
Oh my God, what was
it? I don't remember. I made it. I tried to make a cucumber dill margarita.
Uh huh.
But I didn't have any dill, so it was just a cucumber margarita. But I think we need new triple sec. I don't think it's very good anymore.
No, we don't use it.
In my professional opinion, that's not good alcohol anymore.
Well, the holidays are here.
Yes.
I mean, they're here, but they're not here.
I mean,
they're,
Halloween came
here,
and went.
They're not here. Halloween, I mean,
November's
summer.
November's almost over.
I can't even believe it. It doesn't even feel like I can't. I can't believe we're like at the end of fall, it feels like. And
always like this. It's always like this.
And I don't know what the hell is up with this weather.
I'm not mad about it.
It's like summertime in fall.
But here's the thing. I took my AC out already, and I'm so hot, and I can't sleep, and I'm freaking dying.
You know what's the worst? Is that in between your leg sweat. I hate that.
Or like, you're like triple chin sweat. Does anybody get that? Like, I have those like fat lady rolls in my neck, and then when it gets sweaty, and my double chin, and then like my. At that point, 10 o'clock shadows coming in, and it's scraping, and it's wet, and it's like,
You need a little bib.
I need a bib. We talked about this, my baby blanket.
I know,
a
little baby blanket he puts around his neck.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so no, I'm down with it not being snowy and stormy, but
it was only 70 degrees.
Yeah, that's but it was not... like, it was like a humid.
But it was humid. It was warm.
And you know, in our apartment, it's 20 degrees hotter than it is outside because there's literally zero airflow.
Yeah.
And we're on the top floor.
And one side of the apartment is totally different than the other side. It's like Arctic chill on one end, and then the summer solstice on the other.
My side of the apartment is like the steam sauna room because
like steam
the sun beats down on this side from the minute it comes up until almost all day.
Yeah.
It's too hot. And no matter what time of year it is, the sun freaking all day on my side of the house.
Yeah. Steven and I are freezing, shivering, and Travis is like in here in his shorts. And they're like, it's so cold. He's like, I'm fine.
Oh. No, I'm like, I'm hot. It's too much. Freezing. Too much. But with the holidays here, there's all this like uproar.
There's a lot going on.
Okay, first of all,
people are pissed.
I know we're probably preaching to the choir with our listeners here. But everyone needs to calm the hell down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the story, correct me if I'm wrong, because you guys read this, we talked about this last night, is that
there are some
malls.
The Simon Malls. Which
it's
Simon Malls.
Okay.
I don't know about all of them, because the only one in particular that I read was Roosevelt Field Mall.
So in Long Island. Okay. So Simon Malls, particularly Roosevelt Field Mall here in Long Island, is not going to decorate in a Christmas theme or any specific religious holiday theme. They're going to just decorate winter.
Well, it was the pictures with Santa. So usually they put up like Santa Land and they have trees and
North Pole. Here,
it's like a North Pole-y type thing. It's a little section of the mall. This year, they put a glacier, which looks like a UFO.
Okay.
It doesn't look very pretty. It looks very futuristic, like something out of the Jetsons.
Okay. Yes.
And I actually, at first I was saying, well, you can't see inside of it. You can only see the outside. It's probably really wintry inside. It's not. It's a white wall with Santa sitting on a throne.
It's very high-tech.
It's high-tech. To me, it looks like they could put backgrounds on it, make it whatever you want. But people are pissed because somebody who put it on the internet said they're not putting Christmas trees because it could be offensive to other people.
Now, do we know that that's why they're not putting Christmas trees?
No.
Okay. I think they must have just decided this is probably modern, this is cool, we're going to try something different, and it will be nondescript for the holidays.
Uh-huh.
There was a whole statement that Roosevelt, that somebody posted about it, and it was like a question and answer, but the way it was formatted was hard to tell what was actually from Simon Malls and what was from the post. But what I read was that I went into Roosevelt Field Mall today, and I saw this, and I asked, what's up, where's the Christmas trees? And the staff told me, well, we don't want to be offensive to other cultures. And so that went haywire, and then you get people...
Ooh, we got the Christians and the Catholics and the...
But here's, the
wanting
people
their
are
Christmas.
Commenting on it, well, this is America, we celebrate Christmas. That's not...
So everyone just needs to... Here's the thing, everyone needs to calm down.
Yeah.
I actually would be... You know, I'm not very, like, specific in my religious beliefs or what I practice, but I do love a nice Christmas decoration in the holiday time.
Exactly.
Like, I don't care what you're practicing. A nice pine tree set up is pretty.
And
you know what I mean? Snowflakes on the wall are nice.
And I have to say this, okay, people who have children want to bring their kids, who, if they are Catholic or Christian and believe in Christmas, they want to bring their kids to have a picture with Santa in a display
that is reminiscent
of the holidays.
But hold on. Santa... is not from the Bible.
No, he's a made-up
Santa
sorry, kids.
For the...
Well, he's not in the Bible.
The consumer. Like, Santa is about the consumer. Well,
I believe that there was a man years
maybe,
ago.
Right,
that,
but now it's commercialized.
He carved out little toys out of wood.
Sure, right.
I mean, Santa's real.
But
he's not from the Bible.
He's just
decided that this is a good day to give gifts to people.
There you
exactly.
Go. Right.
Is that wrong?
No.
So everyone needs to just calm down. Yeah. Like, just freaking... Because it's going to get to the point where I just wish we could be less self-involved. And you know what? Throw a picture of baby Jesus up there. I can appreciate how nice it is that somebody else might have that belief.
Well, that they
or
won't.
Or throw up the frickin'...
They won't do it. I'm sure they would never do
like,
that.
Like, I don't get upset by seeing a menorah lit up, like, in a public space.
Right, but you're not... You have time on your hands. Yeah. I mean, you don't have that much time on your hands to worry about shit like that.
Yeah.
It just bothers me that we're so self-absorbed that we can't see past our own, like, I'm just so offended. And I guess as a comedian, that's something I think about, too, because...
We like
to
poke fun at it.
Well, want to be conscious of other people's feelings and their beliefs and what, you know, they're sensitive to, but at the same frickin' time, like, calm down. Like, it just bothers me.
Most comedy and comes from dark places inside of you.
Yes.
So I make cancer jokes.
Right.
I think they're funny.
Yeah.
Other people make cancer jokes, and sometimes I'm like, ooh, that was a little rough, but I don't say, you can't say that.
Right.
Because that's how you cope with things.
Right.
You laugh.
You laugh about it, and you can't laugh about the cancer joke and then decide 10 minutes later that the AIDS joke is too much.
Yeah.
So you can't pick and choose. Like,
yeah.
You can have your belief, you can think it's not funny, but to get so deeply offended by things.
Right.
Well, it's not just here, it's like everywhere now. It's with Starbucks,
well,
too.
Well, Starbucks, too, you were just reading this to me, that the people are upset about the holiday cup because it's just red.
It's just red, and apparently it goes from, like, a nice poppy red to then a cranberry. It, like, changes from the top to the bottom to, like, an ombre dark cranberry, and they are thinking it's reminiscent of Satan because it's just plain red and satanic. It has nothing to do with the holidays now.
Oh, my God.
It's too nondescript for them.
I just don't understand people being hung up on, like, such negative... Like, that's such a... First of all, it's a lot of work to bitch that much.
Yeah.
Second of all, it can't feel good because that feels like it comes from a negative place.
Negative.
You know? Like, jeez.
Well, they're all banding together, too. There's Facebook posts. Ban Simon Malls. Ban Starbucks.
Oh, my God.
Boycott it. We're not going to shop there.
Yeah, right.
What?
Yeah.
My $6 coffee doesn't have a Christmas tree on it.
I can't.
It
doesn't have a Christmas tree. It doesn't have skates.
Let's put this in perspective.
No flakes.
Yeah. And it also shows people's way of thinking. And, like, it shows what their insides are like. Because I look at the red cup, and I choose to think, oh, what a nice, clean, streamlined design for the holiday. Oh,
very modern, nice,
clean. I don't think to myself, Satan. Like, why does your mind go there?
Well, if you're shopping at Starbucks, you kind of worship the devil anyway.
Well, a little bit, right. And then to take it even further and to organize and ban, and, like, let's all get together and frickin' ban Simon Malls and Starbucks. It's just
Starbucks.
So much work. Like, shouldn't we put that effort into making our children feel more comfortable in their lives? Like,
yeah.
I mean, we were just talking about this yesterday about as kids, like, growing up and being made fun of and... you know, did we talk about schools?
We were talking about school and bullying
and how
and stuff.
Both you and I had counselors at school that basically removed us from the situation rather than remove the bully.
Exactly.
And it's just, adults should focus more on the children and less on the frickin' Starbucks cup design.
Right.
I just, it goes back to being self-absorbed. Like, this doesn't make me feel good, so.
Wait a minute. I have an internet connection and an opinion.
Yeah.
Click.
Oh, well, yeah, no, everyone has an opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
And
that's
it's
the problem.
Let's all just broadcast it.
Well, you know, I'm all about being honest. I was brutally honest at our brunch show yesterday.
Oh, tell this story.
Well, I have to preface it with...
Start with the story of how it came about.
So we, at our shows, hand out little papers to sign up for our mailing list. Now, it's work for us to do our mailing list. We're two people...
Yeah.
And one of which knows nothing about the internet, so it's really a one-person job.
Sorry, I'm like a 50-year-old lady.
When it comes to doing the mailing list. And, you know, I don't like to spam people. I hate getting spammed. So we do the mailing list once a month, maybe, you know?
Just to let people know what we're doing.
Yeah, we're so alive, don't forget about
us.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Or if something special happens, like I blasted out that we had won that reader's poll and how excited we were, and thanks for everybody's support.
Don't forget us.
Right. So we pass out these papers for people to sign up for our mailing list. Now, we just started Brunch at Boxers a few weeks ago in Hell's Kitchen, which is so cool.
So fun.
So different than our other brunch show at Kitchen. It's very chill. We kind of host, get to sit down at all the tables, and we do like mini shows at each table,
which
is really
fun. Our shtick with the audience.
It's a really good time. Okay. So these girls, these four or five, six girls come in and filled out the paperwork and gave it to the bartender. And the bartender came up to me and said, here are those emails lists, but I overheard the girls laughing and tee-heeing, and they were putting their boyfriends and ex-boyfriends' names on the sheets here for the mailing list, like, as a joke. And I was like, awesome. And so I was annoyed by that because, you know, we take our work serious.
Yeah, of course.
And
I don't need to go to the tables and give these sheets out and be like, please, you know, subscribe.
Right, and you know what? I might have... it might have worked better for one of those girls to come up to me and say, we want to play a joke on our boyfriends. Do you mind? Blah, 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 blah. I might have mind, but I might have been like, I'm down for a good joke. All right. Yeah. You know, like, come on. But they didn't. They tee-heed and laughed and walked out because they were freaking being disrespectful. It was more about the disrespect to us than it was about the joke to their boyfriends. So we threw those away. Next day, we're doing brunch at Kitchen, where we do our brunch on Sundays. And we handed out the sheets to fill out, and then we were picking a few of them to give away tickets to our upcoming show this Saturday at the Duplex.
That's right.
Shameless plug. Come on down to
Hello.
The Duplex.
9:30.
9:30?
I think
nine?
It's
9:30. Something.
Yeah.
The
well,
Duplex.
Show up at 8 and yeah. start drinking, because the show's funnier the more you drink.
That's
show up
right.
at
9.
Because
that's
I
right.
think it, doors open at 9:30.
It's our improv show at the Duplex, Saturday, November 14th. Come on down. And we thought we'd pick some of those to give out tickets to the people in our audience at brunch. So we picked this one name. It was Bobby. And some girl in the audience raises her hand, and she's, like, kind of tee-heeing. It's like, oh, and I'm like, oh, you're Bobby?
We're
and
like, you're Bobby?
Well, no, it's my boyfriend. It's her boyfriend. And they're, like, tee-heeing and laughing. And I could tell it felt to me like the same setup from the girls at Boxers, where they were playing a joke on their boyfriends. So I kind of just, like...
You had had it.
I'd had it.
With
I'd
that
had
scenario
it.
That we've had too many times.
I mean, you know, Bianca Del Rio is a lot harsher than I was yesterday.
Yeah.
But I just kind of, in a funny way, kind of went into her like, oh, I see what you're trying to do here. And I said, are you trying to be funny or being disrespectful? What are you doing? What are you doing? And they could not handle it. And they got up and left the show.
Yeah.
I was like, there's the door, girls.
Well, you said, this is my business.
Right.
And are you trying to be disrespectful to my business?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Basically.
And I will keep that dollar you tipped, you cheap bitch. So that was the first time I ever had anyone off.
I looked over and I just didn't know what to do.
Well, come
on. It was
on.
That coldness in the room.
I mean, there I am, there we are, on the stage, belting out our tunes, being funny. I got my vagina out for the whole world to see. You know, it's a very, like,
it's vulnerable.
Vulnerable situation, and... You know, and I'm proud of us.
Of course.
You know, and it was frickin' packed. Our show we did almost 200 people at our brunch show yesterday.
Which is great.
And, you know, I didn't need to hear from these bitches trying to be assholes. I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's different because you two, like you said, you do it all yourselves. And it's that, because I remember one time we went into a restaurant and they gave us this, oh, you want to sign for a loyalty program? We looked both at each other. We wrote down people's names.
Well, okay.
But that's different because it's a major corporation.
Yeah, major corporation. Right.
It's a little, that's where you do your
aha TV
jokes.
Here's the thing. Those girls were signing up their boyfriends because they knew their boyfriends and ex-boyfriends were going to get emails from drag queens.
Right. It's
so
totally
what it was you're drag queens and... You know, kind of making fun of the fact. Yeah, and I'm like, no, nuh-uh.
Right.
So, it's different than signing up at, like, TGI Fridays to get an email about pot stickers.
Exactly.
You know.
That's why. There's the difference. That's how you be funny, though. Go to restaurants and sign your boyfriends up.
Yes, exactly. I'm all for that. Yeah. There you go. There you go.
That's a funny practical joke.
Yeah.
Cause I'm about to
help it. I'm obsessed with Ariana Grande.
You are obsessed. You're totally obsessed.
Okay, I have an obsessive personality. I know that. I just can't help myself. We saw her on Jimmy Fallon doing the impressions of the other singers, and yes. I thought she was so freaking cute. And I'd had her album, and I would play it and listen to it, and but I just, I'm obsessed.
Ariana's basically moved in.
Ariana's moved into our apartment, and I'm obsessed.
Well, it's funny, because I tend to be a slow person to get involved into what's new.
Right.
And you always bring it on me first. Like, you're always like, oh, look, check out
this. Try this.
Look at this.
And you're always a little weary.
I'm always weary. But then in the end, sometimes I really do like these people. Yes. So, and then I'm like, oh, I like this music. And I like this song. Oh,
or maybe
wow.
You're just forced to. You can't help it.
Well, after a while, yeah. Well, that's how I got into, like, Robin and, like, things I wouldn't normally have gotten into before.
We're in the dressing room the other day getting ready for Boxers, and I was playing Ariana Grande like I have been 24/7. And I had to turn to him and I had to say, okay, if you need me to turn this off, just tell me. And he was like, no, I kind of like it. And there we are. Focus on her.
Yeah. Because now I, like, know all the lyrics. Yeah. I'm starting to like her. Oh, she's Italian,
she
like me.
Perfect vocal placement.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love
it. That's my favorite part about it.
Well, it's funny because when we first started to get into her,
I didn't like her vocal.
Because she's not very strong on the consonants.
No.
And it almost comes across like as a lazy performer.
Yes, and I thought that for a long time before I got to know her. And now I'm like, oh no, that's just really proper placement.
Perfect
that
vocal placement.
Actually, like, she knows what the fuck she's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're obsessed.
Now
I love her.
And her family, I can't.
I cannot
wait.
Her and Frankie Grande are so cute together.
They're the new Tina Marie and Joey, and I love.
Yeah, I know. We always dream that in our maybe we should talk about this. Okay. We always dream that one day in our TV show that Frankie Grande and Ariana Grande will play Gina Marie's kids. Because they're perfect.
They are perfect. They would be great.
They'd be perfect. Can we talk about that? We talked about it on Grizzly Kiki.
Yeah, we can talk about it.
If you listen to Grizzly Kiki, we kind of made the official announcement. But we're not really blasting it out on social media, really.
No,
because anything can happen in the entertainment business.
True.
And we haven't been this far down the road, but we have kind of been on this path before, and things have kind of just fizzled out. But we are the furthest we've ever been down this road. We have signed contracts. We are excited to announce that we have a development deal with a television production company. A major television production company that does...
That produce shows that you would all know.
You
We're
you
not
going
to say them,
shows.
But yeah.
And as, you know, the further we get down the road, we'll be able to reveal more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just are kind of hesitant because, like you said, we've been kind of down this path in similar ways, and it's fizzled out. But we're so excited. We're working on an Anita and Jeannie Marie project. And the deal is that we're going to film a sizzle reel,
mm-hmm.
which a sizzle reel is kind of like a mini episode or a preview of what the full television show
would
be.
Like a trailer to what the television show would possibly
be. Like when you watch Housewives and it's like, this season on the Housewives of Atlanta, and it shows like all the drama. So we're filming a sizzle reel that the production company will then take to different television networks to pitch it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, fingers crossed, one of the networks purchases it and we go to series. But there's so many hurdles, like, you know, we could film the series and it could still end up not on TV.
Exactly.
You know, so send us all your positive vibes. We're hoping that this works out. We're so...
Good juju.
Good juju. That's all we need is good juju. We're so excited about it. And at this point, it's been a couple months that we've been working on this, and everyone we've been working with has been so positive and so great. I feel really blessed about it. And
everyone's on board. It's really cool. Oh, and okay, so this just kind of recently broke. So... On a recent episode of Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, Candy Burgess was on. Burris? How do you
Burris,
say
from
Burris.
Atlanta?
Yeah, I don't know why I think it's Burgess.
Because Titus Burgess.
Maybe that's why.
Because you're an asshole.
Because I'm racist.
Because you're racist. So it's Candy from Atlanta
Candy
Housewives.
Candy from Atlanta Housewives was on with Vivica Fox.
Vivica,
And they were just
what
talking about...
We were playing Scene It.
Oh, yeah.
And they showed a scene from How Stella Got a Groove Back, which I've never seen.
That's not her.
That's Angela
Bassett.
Now who's racist?
Oh, my God. Now who's racist? We actually can use this in the show.
We've used that before.
We actually
have. Last season with American Horror Story, we used that. That's funny.
God. Oh, my God.
That's really
why
funny.
You're confused.
You had me confused for a minute, too. I was like, wait, I thought that was Angela Bassett.
Well, this is funny because he's not very good with names of actors.
Right.
So it does happen organically sometimes. But that's so funny.
Well, we wear Vivica's wigs.
Yikes, hello.
Vivica has a great wig line.
Vivica, you have a great wig line.
Okay, so what? So Vivica, it's Vivica. Okay, Vivica's so on.
Vivica's on Watch What Happens Live, right?
With
Andy Candy and Candy
from Atlanta. Okay.
Exactly, and they were talking about some statements that 50 Cent,
Fifty Cent
had said about the show Empire and how Empire is kind of losing its steam.
Now, I don't watch Empire.
Me either.
I watched, like, a few episodes, and
it's
then I kind of, it lost
me. Because I, you know, I have a passion for the recording industry,
mm-hmm.
but I don't have time.
Yeah. It's hard.
I'm already committed to the Ladies of London, and all the and other housewives, and I can't. Okay.
So, 50 said that the Empire season is losing steam because it's focused too much on its gay storyline.
Okay.
Okay, so Vivica Fox...
Now, do we know what the gay storyline is?
Yeah, one of the sons has come out as gay, and the father is against it, and there's, like, a whole thing. And
how much do they show, do we know?
I'm not sure. I think they show enough, you know.
Okay.
But I think that there's a whole thing because the mother wants that son to be the head of the Empire, and he does not want that son to be the head because he's gay.
Well, isn't that so funny? Because isn't it sort of like a rumor that, like, a lot of the heads of the R&B hip-hop community in the recording industry are gay.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, the rumors. Like, a lot of them are,
I don't know. You know, well, maybe they're just open. Yeah. They're bisexual, possibly. So, 50 Cent said that about
Empire.
There's
so much to tell you guys.
That there's too much, you know, too much gay tones and storyline in the Empire
It's losing
story.
Its steam because of gay.
Yes, gay okay. stuff.
Too much
on.
Gay.
Too much gay.
Is there ever too much gay?
Who knows?
There can be a little too much gay.
Well, what's too much gay?
So, he says this statement, Vivica Fox is on, Andy Cohen knows that Vivica and him used to date.
Vivica used to date Fitty.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
So, he asks her and says, hey, why do you think that he made comments like this, and what do you think? And she says, well, ain't that calling the kettle black?
The cat calling the kettle black. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
The pot calling the kettle black.
That's the same.
But isn't it the cat calling the kettle black?
No,
it's the pot calling the kettle black.
Now I know where you get these story things from in the show.
Like, what?
You actually misinterpret things all the time.
Isn't it black cat?
Not all. No.
Okay, all right.
Oh, God. Now that we totally confused
everybody.
So Vivica's
basically saying, she's alluding to the fact that
he may be gay.
Okay.
Right? So, Candy Burris. Candy Girl says to her, girl, that's some shade and some tea that you're spilling.
Okay.
And so Vivica then backpedaled and was like, well, I don't really think that he's gay, but I wouldn't be surprised kind of thing. And, you know, she was just kind of alluding to the fact that maybe there was some things that happened in their relationship
that
were odd.
She wouldn't be surprised if she accidentally walked in on him with a fist up his ass.
Exactly.
Okay.
So then 50 Cent went on to talk to some people about what Vivica said. And
you read this on Entertainment Tonight.
Okay,
keep going.
Hold on, let me get the exact quote.
Because when you told me this, I was like, this has to be like Perez Hilton shit. But you read it from Entertainment Tonight.
Which is a much more reliable source.
Yes.
Entertainment
Nothing
Tonight.
Lies on there.
Actually, let me go back to what the kettle thing was, because Fox says, first of all, you know the pot called the kettle black, is all I'm saying.
Oh, I like how you read that with a little swagger.
Oh, yeah.
You got
into
that.
Okay.
All right. And so what he had said to somebody else was that...
Tell me.
Okay, so 50 Cent says, he says, oh no, now she thinks I'm gay because I let her lick my ass.
Oh, my.
Wait, hey. Who says that to a publicist?
Who says that to Lisa Gibbons or Mary Hart? Oh, my God. Well, at least he knows what he likes, that's for sure.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. That's funny.
Oh, he goes, wait, I didn't want her to, and she forced me to, and my hands were tied. 50 Shades of Grey style. Oh, it gets better and better.
Oh,
so he's
God.
The submissive in the relationship.
Oh,
I know. That's funny.
Oh,
right,
my
Fitty.
God.
All right, Fitty.
Oh, God.
Fitty knows what he wants, what he wants.
Funny.
Hello.
Too funny. But I love when I find things like that on the internet.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So seductive. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit. way. How do you want it? You gon' back that thing up or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam-packed, hot as a tea kettle. I break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be an info, I'll be an info. In a hotel or in the back of the rental. On the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. Hey, your fans teasing you about how I sprung, I got you. Wanna show me you can work it, baby? No problem, get on top, then get to bounce around like a low rider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to the shit. After you work up a sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your mouth, girl, not in your hand.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa. Just between me and you, yeah. Give it to me, baby. Nice and slow. Climb on top, ride like you're in a rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before. Cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get the pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch in thongs? Had me thinking about that ass after I'm gone. I touched the right spot at the right time. Lights on, a lights off, she like it from behind. So seductive, cause you see the way she whine. Her hips in slow-mo on the floor when we grind. Long as she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's on and popping on my champagne can. Paint. Bottle after bottle is on, and we gon' sip to every bubble and every bottle is gone.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Episode of The Real Housewives of Queens, starring former JCPenney model, the glamorous Anita M. Buffum, and her third best friend, Gina Marie Ritali. Join us as Anita has called upon Gina Marie to help her plan her annual pre-holiday kickoff party. Oh, hi, come on in! Oh, hi, honey.
How are you?
I'm good. Here, have a seat.
Good to see you. Oh, my God, what a day.
Maria just made me this beverage.
Oh, what is it?
You want to, it's a hot toddy. You ever have a hot toddy?
No, what's a hot toddy?
It's like a holiday, wintry cider.
Oh.
Spices and stuff, and pumpkin, and... but it's hot, and there's a little bit of a nippy-do in there,
Oh, like a little rum.
Yeah, a little nippy jam. Yeah,
oh, I like
you
it.
Want one?
Yeah, I would get one.
All right, Maria, pull. Oh, you know what? Why? She's busy. You can make it yourself.
She's probably vacuuming inside.
She's busy. Yeah. She's doing something, I'm sure.
All right, well, look, it's right here.
You make yourself, yeah.
All right.
All the stuff is where it is. You know where things are.
Help yourself. I know more than you.
All right, yeah, and there's a hot cider there.
Oh,
in the
tea cup.
You just got to put all the stuff in it.
Oh, it smells delicious.
You just put your stuff in it there.
Oh, and I can put any accoutrement?
Whatever you want in there.
Right. Oh, look at that. I can put cinnamons in there.
Cinnamons, yeah. Uh-huh, don't use the red pepper. That won't be good.
What about gingers?
You can use a little gingers
on
there.
It loosens everything up.
Yeah, it's good for your digestive tract there. All right.
Mmm.
How's that?
Oh, that's got a kick to it.
Mmm.
Oh. All right. Yeah. Oh, that's delicious.
Well, listen, I called you over because I wanted to talk to you about getting some catering from Aphrodite.
Aphrodite? You going to have a party?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, well, when?
Well, I want to do a holiday kickoff party.
Oh, my God, honey. You didn't tell me anything about this?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. Let me get my book out.
All right.
All right. Here. Let me see.
I want to pull out all the stops. Both of them. So I want to really make sure everything is just,
All right. So when are you going to have it?
Well, see, that's the problem is because I got to save the date for your Stella's holiday kickoff party, too. What? So I don't want to conflict with that.
What are you talking about?
Honey, it's Sister Stella's annual holiday kickoff party.
Well, my Sister Stella's having an annual Christmas party and I don't know anything about it?
Yes, honey, she has it every year.
Well, honey, I didn't get an invitation.
What do you mean, did you get an invitation to your Sister Stella's?
Honey, I didn't get anything invited this year. I didn't get anything in the mail, I haven't talked to her in quite some time.
I thought you guys were getting along.
Well, we are getting along, honey, but I don't talk to her.
Now I feel bad.
Well, no.
Now you make me feel bad.
Well, you don't have to feel bad.
How
I just don't talk.
You make me feel bad, honey. How do you think it makes me feel?
Well, you don't have to feel bad.
How do you think
bad.
It makes me feel to know that I got invited to your Sister Stella's holiday kickoff party and you didn't?
Well, who's to say that?
And you're coming in here making me feel bad.
Oh, no, honey, I don't mean to do that. I just want, you know, who knows, honey? Maybe she did mean to invite me. Maybe she just hasn't called yet.
Well, did you guys put your mailbox back up yet from Hurricane Sandra?
Well, you know, I usually get it thrown on the ground there.
On the stoop,
you know,
there?
Yeah, right on the stoop. You
well,
know,
maybe it got blown away, honey. Maybe it got blown away.
Jesus Christ.
That's why you got to put your box back up.
Well, honey. I can't put the box back up, honey. You know how expensive those boxes are? I went to Target. I've been to the Walmarts. They're expensive.
Well, you gotta figure something out.
I will. Well, I talked to
her. Why don't you call your Sister Stella and ask her?
Well, what do you mean ask her?
Yes, call Stella and ask her about the holiday party.
I can't ask my sister if I'm invited to a party.
You could just nonchalantly ask her. Just don't ask her if you're invited. Just sort of bring up the party. Just bring up the party.
I'm going to bring up your party, and then we'll see.
Just mention to her that you're going to be doing all the catering and stuff for the party.
Oh, Jesus.
And see what she says. See if she should bring it up.
I get so nervous talking to my sister. I mean, this is not right. Yeah, I shouldn't get nervous talking to my own sister.
She's your younger sister, honey.
Well, it doesn't
matter. Why do you get nervous?
Well, because she scares me.
What, did you pay your rent this month?
Well, of course I did.
Well, then what are you nervous for?
Well, no, honey, I pay
this
my rent.
This is what I don't understand. You're paying rent to live in your house, honey, and Stella says you don't have to. She knows how times are tough for you.
Yeah, but I'm not going to have that over my head. Why are you talking?
She's offering it to you, honey. She knows you can't afford it.
No. There's going to be something that's going to happen later on. No, I'm going to pay her up front every month. No.
Call her. Yeah, this will be good.
Oh, God.
And then we can find out how committed she is to the date of her party, because I actually would like that date for my party. So,
Hello? Stella? Oh, hi. It's Gina Marie. Gina Marie. Gina Marie, your sister. Yeah. Well, I haven't talked to you in some time, honey. How's everything going? Oh. Kids are good? Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, I'm calling you, actually, honey, because, you know, funny thing is, Anita wanted me to call you because she's going to be having a holiday party coming up, you know, a kickoff to the season, you know, and she wanted me to see if you, you know, what date might work for you and for everybody beforehand so she doesn't just pick a date and then everyone's, you know, in the crapper, you know. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, do you have anything coming up soon that, you know,
that's
you
good.
May not be able to attend?
That's good, yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, oh, she is going to be doing that. Oh, is she going to be graduating from college already? Wow. Oh, yeah. Accelerated program. Nancy. Oh, yeah, look at that. Oh, good for her. Oh, yeah, you know, and actually, Tina Marie just got a promotion. she's a manager now at the restaurant that she's been working at for many years. Yeah, can you believe it? Yeah, my Tina Marie, a manager. Yeah. Well, she manages the other dancers, servers there. Mm-hmm. The servers there. Yeah, it's a good job. Yeah, she's making money and contributing, and yeah. Well, you know, she's, 21 years of age now, and, you know, she's got to contribute to the household and, you know, pay rent.
What? What?
No. No. No, I'm not saying that, Stella. No, she contributes in other ways, too. I don't mean she's paying actual rent that I'm giving you. No, the money I give you is money that I make the money. I make money and I give it to you. That's what I do. Yeah, no. No, I would never do that. What are you incinerating? How dare you, Stella? Why would you ever think that? And this is my own daughter. I would never force her to do anything that wasn't right. No, you can't assume that, Stella. The money that I get. Well, this is ridiculous. You know what, Stella? You know the reason why I called you? You want to know the reason why I called you? I was calling you because Anita said to me that you were having a holiday party and I wasn't invited to it. Do you realize that that's the reason why I'm calling you? You know how that makes me feel? That makes me feel horrible that you were having a party and not even invite me to it. This is... What? You sent me an invite? What do you mean you sent me an invite? Oh, what? Well, I didn't get any invitation. Well, no, our mailbox... No, well, our mailbox has been broken since Sandy. Well, no, yeah, but... No, I haven't gotten a new one. No, I haven't gotten a new one yet, that's all. Well, no, he doesn't need to come by and do it. Your husband doesn't need to come by and... Oh, would he? Oh, well, no, my Frankie could do it. My Frankie could do it. You know, he just, you know, he's not very good with his hands like that. Well, after the accident. Well, yeah. So, all right, he'll come by. You know, there's a few things that could be done in the house, actually, that, oh, good, you know. Oh, God, well, you know, the sink is busted, and I have some tiles in the bathroom that need to be redone, and the windows are all, the grout is terrible, let me tell you. And the wind that comes in my bedroom, please, it blows my kerchief right off. Ugh, honey, it's cold. Please, I'm in onesies all winter. Well, it's all right. You know, what are you gonna do? You know, this is just, it's an old house, is all. Well, you know, Mommy and Daddy never kept the upkeep on the house, so why would you? Oh, well, that's great. He'll come over, and, you know, we'll take a look at things, and... Oh, it'll be like a Christmas present. All right, well. And when, you know, well, getting back to, you know, getting back to me not getting the invitation, what's the date of this party? December 12th. Well, honey, you know that December 12th is when I have the annual Aphrodite Christmas party that I host. And I have to do it for George Papadopoulos. Every year, it's the same date. Yeah, but you know this every year, you know. Well, how could you think that I'd even be able to come? You know what, Stella? You know this every year. You know this every time. And we always go through this. This is the Aphrodite Christmas party, and you know it's always the 12th. No matter what day of the week it is, it's always the 12th. Well, you know what, Stella? Forget it. Your husband's not coming to my house. He's not going to fix nothing, all right? And I don't need that goddamn a mailbox in front of my house that you're going to provide, all right? I don't need a Christmas present from you, all right? And who knows? I may not even see you for Christmas this year, all right? I'm going to do my own freaking Christmas. I'm going to do my own Christmas, and that's that. All right, and say hello to the kids. All right, bye.
So what'd she say?
I don't know, honey. She said something about the Christmas party being on the same day as Aphrodite.
Well, I guess that means that you can't cater my party.
Well, what do you mean I can't cater your party?
Well, I want to have my Christmas party on the 12th.
What do you mean having it on the 12th? You can't have your party on the 12th.
Honey, it's the second Saturday in December. That's when I want to have my party.
Oh, you know what?
I'm having my party on the 12th.
I'm out of here. I'm out of here. Yeah, and I'm taking the hot toddy with me.
What?
That's it.
Well, all right, honey.
I'll see you.
All right, bye.
I'll see you later.
All right,
see ya. Who has a freaking party on the 12th? Who has a party on the 12th? Why would you have a party on the 12th? On the 12th. A party.
Is anyone there? Please.
You know, one of our sponsors of our podcast is Audible.com, and you can sign up for a free Audible trial membership. I think it's 2 months trial membership, or a month, something like that, and two free audiobooks of your choice if you go to audibletrial.com/HOM for House of Mimosa podcast. So that's audibletrial.com/HOM podcast. And you know, last Christmas, my mom and I did this thing where we made wish lists of things that we wanted, but it had to all be like digital. So like, we did music downloads, book downloads, and then we also did, which were not really digital, but kind of went along with it, was like our Amazon wish list.
Mm-hmm. Was online, right. So you could all see it.
Yes, and what we did, and I'm sure Audible has, you can probably make a wish list on Audible.
Oh, I bet.
But I did a wish list on Amazon that included books, but I didn't want the physical book, I wanted the audiobook, mm-hmm. or the digital book.
Book on tape, I said.
So, then we would see each other's lists and go to Audible and purchase the book for each other on Audible. And there's so many fun, exciting books out. Now, Drew, and I haven't checked to see if those are on Audible, but I'm sure they are, and if they're not, they're probably coming.
Yeah, they will be.
The Diva Rules by Michelle Visage. Hello.
Hello, you gotta get that.
Drew Barrymore has a new, like, autobiography out.
The Leah Remini one.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Tyler Oakley's new book is out, and what's cool about Audible is that you hear them, it's spoken in their voice. So instead of just reading it and imagining it in their voice, you hear the person who wrote the book narrating it.
That's really cool.
So for biographies and stuff, it's really cool.
I would love that.
Yeah, so please, you're reading some cool stuff right now. What did you get recently?
Recently I got, it's called Life and Other Near-Death Experiences, and I listen to it on the train as I go to work, so I don't have to, like, hold anything, and I can just hear it. It's awesome.
I like that.
It's funny, it took me a while to get used to listening to the book, because sometimes I'll space out.
Mm-hmm.
But once I got into the groove of it,
you just have to pay attention a little bit more than you would normally pay attention to radio.
And I don't know if I'm a freaking old lady or not, but I've been getting into talk radio more and podcasts more, and I love it. Especially, like, at the gym. If you're listening to an audiobook or a podcast, I feel like it makes the time go so much quicker.
Right. It does.
Rather than listening to a 2.5-minute song. And you're like, oh god, that song's over, and then there's another song.
It's, and then you have to choose what you want to listen to.
Right, because if you're listening to an audiobook, it goes on for however long, or a podcast that's like an hour. You know, you listen to the whole thing, and by the time the podcast is over, you're done at the gym. By
you're
the
not
time
thinking
the,
about it.
Right, exactly. And then when you get a good audiobook, you can't wait to listen to it again, and mm-hmm. I like to save certain ones for a drive or the gym, because it just makes it go so much faster. So check out audibletrial.com/HOM podcast. For free downloads and a free trial membership, you're going to love it. And thank you to Audible for sponsoring us. So this Saturday, November 14th, we have our second monthly improv show that we've started. That's at the Duplex Cabaret here in New York City on Christopher Street. Tickets are $15. You can get them on our website, thehouseofmimosa.com. And we're so excited about this because it's very different from what we have been doing in our show.
Well, it's a whole new experience because it's all it's all improv driven comedy, which is so fun.
Right. So we kind of set the scenario and the audience gets to decide what happens to us throughout the performance.
Mm-hmm.
And we have two great comedian and improv actors from the Upright Citizens Brigade performing with us that are also really well known for their web series called Tough Love.
They're great.
Stephen Bell and Blair McKenzie Wendell.
Blair
McKenzie Wendell. They're really fun, really great. And so we play Anita and Gina Marie, and they kind of play all the other characters that come up.
Characters that come in. Uh-huh.
And last month was the first one. It was such a success.
It was
so
really
much
cool.
Fun. I was shocked at how the audience was pissing themselves.
Well, I mean, it's to throw our characters in a mix like this, balls to the walls, with no structure.
Right.
It's really cool.
You guys had no idea what, like, the suggestions are going to be. So for you two, it's a new experience, too. So
Very
just
exciting.
To see you guys get a little different than what we're usually seeing is hysterical.
And this month's theme, every month we choose a new theme, this month is the Time Traveler's Housewives. And so the premise is that Anita's housemaid, Maria, discovers a time machine in Anita's basement and disappears. And Anita and Gina Marie have to go find her through time travel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty fun because that lends itself to us being at any location
in
at any
time.
And
anywhere in the world. Like, it's so fun.
Chaos ensues. So much fun. And of course, we sing you guys a couple numbers because we know you love that.
Yeah.
And we're also gearing up for our Christmas show.
That's right.
Which I can't believe is also here. And I can't believe it's our, is it our eighth
annual? I think it's the eighth annual Holiday Spectacular on Ice.
So if this is the eighth annual Holiday Spectacular, that means we've been doing House of Mimosa for 9 years.
Yeah, probably would be 9 years now.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Maybe the podcast has probably been 10. Maybe
the podcast more. Would be 10 years. Yeah. Live performance. Oh my God.
Yeah, gosh. Here we go.
Well, no, because 2007 was the podcast. So how does that work? I don't know. We're going to have to figure out our math. You know, yeah, 2007 the podcast started.
Oh.
We're going to figure out our math. I don't know. I can't. But as always, thank you guys so much for your support. It really means a lot to us. And thank you for responding to all of our comments and posts online. Thank you for coming up to us at our live performances, telling us that you listen to the podcast, because we don't know who's listening.
Yeah, we do it for fun and putting it out there. And it's great to hear feedback from other people that see us live. It's great.
And, you know, something we really, really love for our podcast is questions. And I know we got some recently, and I forgot to bring them today to answer them. But if you have any questions for us regarding anything from makeup to how we do our shows to questions for Anita and Gina and me to answer, whatever you'd like.
To how I got to be so fabulous.
To how Michelle got to be so fabulous. Sitting here in her cute pink onesie.
Yes.
I know. Please shoot us those questions either in a comment on our YouTube or on our social media. You can find us as The House of Mimosa on Instagram, The House of Mimosa on Facebook. You can find Anita and Gina Marie both on Instagram and Facebook. We got Michelle Bashwa over here. You can find her on Instagram as Bashwa.
Bashwa.
B-A-H-S-H-W-A-H. Bashwa. Yeah. So thank you guys so much for listening to us. We love you guys so much. And we will talk to you soon. Please take the time to share this podcast with a friend. It helps us out a lot. Thanks so much, guys.
Bye.
Later.
Excuse me, can I please talk to you for a minute?
Hi guys, Anita here, and I just want to remind you that we have a brand new theater experience called Anita and Gina Marie's Choose Your Own Adventure, happening this Saturday, November 14th, live at the Duplex here in NYC. See us like you've never seen us before in this all-new, all-improv show, where you, the audience, gets to decide what happens to Gina Marie and I. Time Out New York Magazine even listed this as one of the top things to experience this week in New York City. Can you blame them? They're only human. For more information and tickets, visit thehouseofmimosa.com. That's the H-A-U-S of Mimosa, M-I-M-O-S-A.com. You've been listening to House of Mimosa, the podcast, brought to you by DragQueenMerch.com. For all your official House of Mimosa and DJ Anita B merchandise, from tank tops and t-shirts, phone covers, iPad covers, bags, and more, visit DragQueenMerch.com. We're also brought to you by Audible. Visit audibletrial.com/HOM podcast for a free 30-day trial membership and a free audiobook of your choice. House of Mimosa, the podcast, is produced and edited by Travis Barr, with guest segments produced by Steven and Camisia, and music curated by me, DJ Anita B. Music in this episode included Gypsy Woman by Crystal Waters, Focus by Ariana Grande, Candy Shop by 50 Cent, Sad Machine by Porter Robinson, and The Girl Is Mine featuring Destiny's Child and Brandy by 99 Souls. Subscribe to our podcast by searching House of Mimosa in iTunes and click subscribe. Want to see us? Subscribe to our YouTube channels, Sunday Morning Mimosa and Buffum Beautiful. For more on DJ Anita B and to book the House of Mimosa live for your next event, visit thehouseofmimosa.com. Now, why not go ahead and share this podcast on your Facebook page? You know you want to. Take a minute, girl, put it down. What's been happening? What's been happening? We'll be right back.
can I please talk to you for a minute? You're my girl, you're my girl. Talk to you for a minute. Talk to you for a minute.
What are you talking about? December 12th? I can't believe people. I mean, really, December 12th, of all the times that people decide to do things, December 12th. Oh, God. I need a coffee. Oh, a text message. Oh, it's from Tina Marie. Mom, I need a ride. Just talk to Aunt Stella. Doesn't think I should be paying rent to live with you and Dad. She offered for me to live in her pool house. I need you to rent a U-Haul to drive me. Promised to help her with her annual holiday party, so I need to be moved in on December 12th? What? December 12th?